And a listener's just tweeted, it's been a week of fascinating interviews about meaty issues on Life Matters. We like it that way. And so to some of your responses to the discussion about potential changes to Medicare and the possibility of a co-payment yesterday, here are some of your calls in response. And has there been a response or what?
Listening this morning to Natasha talking about this $6 that the government's going to put on people going to the doctors because of the they reckon that, you know, it's costing too much for medical, whatever it is in Australia. But nobody ever seems to mention the remuneration that so many of these specialists get. It just seems to me that it's always the bottom of the line, the user that is the one that's cast as being the bad boy, and those that charge the extreme amounts of money for their services seem to be untouchable. Maybe the government should take a bit more of a look at the high payments to medical profession. Thank you. My name is Dave.
Hello, I'd just like to comment on the electronic health record. I'd be involved with that, except there's a little proviso there that all your data can be passed on to other government agencies. I don't want to give the government one damn thing. I don't have to give them because they use it against us. So if they can fix that, maybe I'd be involved. Thank you.
According to an article in the paper yesterday, it would appear that bulk billing only came about through these large, what they call supermarket agencies of doctors. It wasn't always the case, and in actual fact, Medicare allowed for you to pay a little. That, I think, should be cleared up. Thank you.
And thank you for your calls. Our listener feedback line 028333. Get in touch on anything that you hear. A few letters and Facebook comments on the Medicare discussion. Kathy writes, introducing a co-payment worries me a lot. Living in a rural location, I have very limited options for medical opinion and service. If I consult a GP, I'm at least $25 out of pocket. Out of hours, $100. Even for children, even in a life-threatening emergency. My experience is that co-payments definitely are a disincentive to obtaining medical opinion, which sometimes leads to poorer outcomes. I do think co-payments would lead to poorer chronic disease outcomes in the community and cost us all more. We're very lucky that we can afford our health costs, which have been considerable, but surely in our community, access to basic health and education should not be based on your individual or family funds if we want a better, fairer society. And Claire writes, I object to the imposition of yet another cost when the whole system needs an honest, not political, review. Our GP charges $75. We receive $30 plus from Medicare. Isn't that a co-payment? We have private health insurance, which is expensive, but when needed, we are always out of pocket, sometimes by thousands of dollars. Ageing is scary because of the fear of not being able to pay for the care of one's needs. I would prefer to see the Medicare levy increased and the number of private funds rationalised. Sherida writes, means testing. Too many very well-off people are draining the system. Clever accounting and asset distribution is robbing from the needy. And Karen writes, I would suggest to scrap the 30% taxpayer-funded subsidy to private health and put the money into the public system. That would be a step in the right direction. Otherwise, we will be headed closer to the USA with huge healthcare costs and very poor health outcomes. And Penny writes, for some people on very low incomes, a co-payment, even as low as $6, would be a barrier to accessing GP care. Many of the people who overuse GPs are elderly and live alone. They do so because they're lonely and frightened and need reassurance. We should find other ways of meeting these largely psychosocial needs, such as regular home visits by non-medical health care workers or personal support people. So lots there.